Hey guys, welcome to the E-commerce Paradise podcast. Today I'm going to talk about how I really feel about e-commerce, and these are just some life lessons that I've learned, and I hope that I can impart upon you as you grow your business. Now first, before I get started, I want to ask you definitely to subscribe to the channel. I'm making these videos on almost a daily basis, and I really want to help reach a wider audience. So by subscribing to the channel and liking and commenting on the video, you'll be helping me spread my message to a wider audience, so that'd be really cool if you could do that. All right, so the first thing is this talk is going to be all about that going from launching to six figures, so like the first time you actually launch your website to growing it to that level where it's almost at the level where it can support you full-time, maybe part-time, depending on what part of the world you live in. But going from zero to the first six figures in sales, not six figures profit, because, okay, first of all, let's just make that clear. E-commerce, when people say I'm making six figures, that means they're making six figures in sales, not profit. And profit is usually around 10% after all the fees are paid for. So if you're making six figures, you're taking, you know, 100,000, you're taking home 10,000 a year. So obviously that's not a full-time income. So you have to be really, you know, discerning when gurus are saying I'm making six figures and stuff like that. So, but with that said, if you are taking home, you know, 20,000 or 30,000 a year, you can live full-time in parts of the world, certain parts of the world, on that money. Like Bangkok, Thailand, you could live out there. And I'm actually here right now. I'll pick up the camera and show you guys. Outside, that is the view from our 8th-story apartment in Bangkok, Thailand. Pretty cool. So we're just out here for 20 days and we're going to be working and living and having fun and doing some skateboarding. That'd be awesome. So here's the deal. When you finally get to that six figures mark, it's a pretty big milestone. You've basically created your entire foundation to your business. You probably added a lot of products and started running ads and done your email marketing, and you've basically shown that you're able to help people on a wider scale throughout the United States or whatever country you're operating in, and that's really cool. But scaling from making that six-figure milestone to past that, like $500,000 or $1 million in sales per year, is really, really time-consuming and difficult. And the reason I say that is because it takes a lot more work and it takes a lot more networking and content creation to get there. You can start making a buck online, just throwing up some products and running ads to them, if you know how to, optimize your website. But you're not going to make a sustainable business. The business is always going to be like this, and you'll have like a whole week without sales, and then all of a sudden you might get a spike because you get lucky. So if you want to build a long-term sustainable business, you've got to build out all your funnel. So you start at the bottom of the funnel, but you've got to work your way up to the top. So you gotta build out content that's gonna help people that are in the middle of the funnel looking for brands and stuff like that, and which products they offer and which ones are better, so comparisons. You gotta build out product for the information for the top of the funnel, so they wanna learn about your niche, how the products work, comparing different types and stuff like that, and price points. All right, so there's a lot more to it than that, and I'm gonna get into that right now. And here's the key. Scaling from six to seven figures or higher, you've gotta dig deep into your niche, right? So whatever your niche market is, literally, your life has to become almost all about that. Having an e-commerce business is not like this like fairy tale thing, unicorns and butterflies, and you get to hang out all day at the beach and chill and sip pina coladas while people order on your website. Although that does happen, and people do that periodically, it's not always like that. So what happens is that, yeah, we'll go on vacation and we'll be on the beach taking pictures because we're on the beach and might as well take a picture. It'd be really fun. And that's the reason I started doing e-commerce in the first place, is so I could go to the beach more often and take pictures. But the fact is that we have to spend a lot of time working. So nights, mornings, they're usually spent in the apartment at a cafe or something like that. Very rarely we go to co-working spaces, but usually it's the apartment or cafes nowadays. And we work a lot. And Juliana does customer service. I do a lot of marketing. And yes, it's a pain in the ass. And that's the thing, is that like you have to make that pain in the ass something that you love doing if you want to grow and scale. So we've kind of hit this milestone, we want to go up to the next level, and I'm going to discuss with you some of the ideas we're working on to do that. All right, so digging deep in your niche basically means you've got to start creating a lot of content. Content marketing is the key to success long term. You gotta create videos, articles, and podcasts. And while I'm not doing all of that yet, I'm working on it and I'm building out the foundation for it. One of the big things that's been holding me back is the feeling of whether the content's gonna be good enough. And so I've been looking at other avenues, like doing doing whiteboard explainer videos for the informational content, or I've been thinking about doing things like hiring somebody else to do talking head videos. And at the end of the day, I realized that I could just do the talking head videos as good as anybody else. So I'm probably just gonna end up doing that because it's the quickest to launch, it's the cheapest, and it's still gonna provide value and get a foundation of content built for us so that we can move forward. And in the future, as my skills improve and I learn new skill sets, I can of course grow that and improve that. But for now, I'm probably just gonna create videos like this one for my niche YouTube channel. And the beauty of that is that I can just read off the blog articles that we've made on the website, that I've had writers write for me on the website, to the video audience, and it'll make perfect sense to them. And then as soon as I go and get a chance to actually get one of the products that I sell in my hand, I can show them, and that will obviously build credibility and trust. But it doesn't need to be that way. So you can just do talking head videos about the blog content. You just want to explain to people what's up. And by explaining to people and then meeting them in person like this, you're going to be building trust, a lot of trust, and they're going to feel way better about buying from your business in the future. And then you can turn all those videos, those informational videos, into podcasts and put it on a podcast, and people can listen to that in their ears. And you'll have your niche keyword as the podcast name, and that's going to be really helpful for you to reach a wider audience, and people will be really interested. So content marketing is key. Now, in parallel with content marketing, you have to have email marketing set up. So if you have a blog post, you've got to have, at the end of the blog post, an email opt-in and for a free guide. And you know, people can sign up for that, get the free guide, and then you can send them all your content again periodically. And then it'll get them coming back to your blog. And eventually they'll feel comfortable about it so much that they'll want to buy the product from you. And that's the point, is that you want to build goodwill with people and you want to teach them. And if you're the person building goodwill and teaching them as opposed to somebody else, you're most likely going to get those sales. And see, buying cycles, they last quite a long time on expensive products. People have to do the research, a lot of, you know, the top of the funnel research, the brand research, and the products research, and they have to take a long time to do that usually. So by reaching somebody when they're at the top of the funnel and teaching them there, and then following up with them periodically, you're gonna be following up all throughout their buying cycle. So it could take up to a month or two, 3 months sometimes, for someone to make a decision, depending on how expensive the product is and whatever, how complicated it is. And by the time you get to the bottom, they're looking at you and your brands, what you sell. So that's the way to do it. Now, the next thing to do is understand you shouldn't just be focused on your customers. You have to also be focused on the industry leaders. I learned this from an internet marketer who does a lot of industry leader content. He basically creates resource posts and tries to pitch them to industry leaders to get him and his blog and his content linked to from the industry leaders blog and YouTube channel and stuff like that. So I think it's really smart, and I haven't been doing that yet, so I'm headed that direction. I created some posts to review the blogs that I didn't get much traction, so I think that doesn't really make sense. I think what makes more sense is doing these really big, beautiful resource posts, these roundup posts, and then sending those to the industry leaders. Hey, you know, you're linking to this one already, you know, link to mine too. It's a really good resource. Because people like one post that has a bunch of links in it, kind of like a search engine, because it just makes it easier. And when you save people time, it creates value for them. So do that. One thing that we're starting to do more of also is to work really closely with our suppliers and do special promotions with them. So that's one of the keys to really growing your business, is actually keeping close contact with your suppliers and then always running promotions, special promotions, just for those suppliers' products that nobody else is going to be able to offer because you have that close contact with them. So you being a commissioned sort of salesman in a way, being a dropship dealer, you want to definitely be emailing them weekly and saying, hey, what products are you trying to clear out? Because those products they need to clear out for their inventory so they can get new ones in, and those ones you can put on your send to a VA to put on your website as discounted, and then you know run some promotions on social media or email that way. So that's the key, is that you want to be doing email marketing, because people at the top and middle of the funnels, they'll be interested in stuff like that usually. So if you have people on an email list and you have a special promotion and you know that person's interested in that product, then you can send that promotion to that person, and you know it's likely that they might purchase. All right, and then next thing is grow your supplier base. That's one of the keys here. You want to definitely be reaching out to new suppliers consistently, and usually I like to do this quarterly because it takes a lot of time to bring a supplier on board, so I don't want to do it too often, but quarterly seems to work pretty well for us. So what that means is you know, emailing or calling a supplier that maybe a competitor has on their website that you don't, reaching out to them, letting them know that they'd be a great fit for your website, and you'd like to bring them on board, and then send them your seller's permit. And usually they'll say, yeah, that's awesome. Here's our dealer application. Go ahead and fill it out, and we'll get you guys set up with a price sheet and UPC code sheet. And from there, you can put them on your website and then have the normal process of marketing done. But what I really highly suggest before you do that is that you create a system for onboarding dealers or suppliers. So by that, I mean making a checklist, making video trainings, and then having a virtual assistant who can actually go out and do that work for you. So you get a new supplier, you just send them the supplier's information that they sent you, or upload it to a spreadsheet, and then have the VA go and do the actual work for you. But you have to videotape each step along the way. So that's one key to getting this done quickly without taking weeks or months to get it done. The next step is go to industry events. These are the best places to meet new suppliers and build stronger relationships with your current suppliers. And obviously there's a lot of benefits to that. Suppliers will want to do more business with you and give you better deals on their products if they meet you in person and they like you. And if you're creating content, one of the best ways to create content with a supplier is to do an interview with them for your YouTube channel. So like for us, we're gonna be going to our industry events this coming year in the States and in Europe, and we want to go and interview our suppliers. And so we're gonna create a YouTube channel right now with a lot of good content, and then go from there and actually go and interview them and put them on the channel. So you're kind of blasting them out there. You're creating really good content for your channel as a dealer, and it really does help build trust with a wider consumer base, and you can build your company bigger as well. So I recommend doing that. The next step is for people that are interested in really building their business. I mean, all this stuff is great, but you're still promoting other people's products. So if you really want to create a brand and you really want to build a business, you have to create your own product. And yes, it's scary because you just don't know if it's going to sell. Someone else, the cool thing about dropshipping is someone else is selling that product. Someone else is creating that product. You're selling it. So they're creating it. They're taking the risk in creating it. And you just get to sit back and sell it, market it, and keep a commission if you sell it. So it's much lower risk for us as e-commerce dropshippers. That's why we do dropshipping, right? So, but if you really want to scale, if you really want to take your business to the next level, make a big impact in your industry, you have to focus on product creation, creating your own product. And that's key. So definitely think that direction. It doesn't have to be a big, heavy, expensive product if your products are big and heavy and expensive. It could be a small product within that, a part or an accessory. So think that direction too, and it's definitely possible. Definitely try to be unique, but not too unique, and definitely try to prove first by using maybe a platform like Kickstarter to launch your product and to make sure there's enough people interested in actually buying it and spending money on it before you go and manufacture it. All right, and the last thing is, guys, a lot of the people out there, including myself, like to take the easy way out and shortcut our ways, to the future. And of course, that's not really gonna work out that well for you. It's like being in a video game and using cheat codes. You really are just cheating yourself. You're not really getting the full experience, and you're not really gonna see the full results from that, right? So if I play video games all day and I use cheat codes and boom, I beat the video game, well, I'm not really learning anything about video games. I'm shortcutting myself because I'm not gonna ever gonna be able to understand video games fully in depth and how they work. So I'll never be able to be a video game developer or anything like that, or even a video game tester. I would never be able to go to video game industry events and play video games really well because I'm just not a video game player. I just use cheat codes, right? To make it easy for myself. So don't use cheat codes in life, guys. Cheat codes are silly. They might be a way to see what it looks like at the end, but go back and do the hard work, right? So that's really important. And one prime example I'd like to give in the dropshipping world is that creating new stores before your one store is finished is kind of like trying to shortcut your way to double that income. But what you're really gonna do is you're actually gonna create less income for yourself. Because what is happening is you're now spreading your time thin. So you don't get to focus on the more advanced marketing techniques you need to be doing, and the advanced networking techniques and the advanced content marketing techniques and stuff like that in your one store. And so you spread your time out thin throughout multiple stores. The only time when you should be creating a new store, which is basically an entirely new business, which means that someone is gonna be having to do customer service and marketing just like you're already doing, is when you have systems in place and a team, right? So don't start another store until you have a system and a team in place to do it. So for me, I have a team and I have lots of systems, so I'm creating a second store while I'm doing marketing. I'm having them upload the products, having them get the keywords, create the content, I'm having a person customize, make banners for the website. There's all sorts of things I'm having different virtual assistants do for me so that I don't have to do it all the time. So I spend a little bit of time, and that website's gonna be built over the course of about a month, and then we'll launch it. And I'm really excited about that because that's a very, very profitable niche for us. Now, our main store though, I'm focusing on the super advanced stuff, like figuring out the email marketing, going in depth with the content, making sure it's really optimized content, and then figuring out how to get more suppliers, go to industry events, connect with the influencers and get them to feature us, and then create content for our brands and stuff like that for our YouTube channel. So there it is, guys. I really feel that e-commerce is not like as easy as it's made out to be by a lot of gurus out there. You can't just go and start making $100 a day randomly on Shopify. Like, there's all these videos out there that just get on my nerves, and because they're really, it's not a get rich quick thing. Yeah, you can make a buck, but you're not gonna have a sustainable income. So you have to differentiate. Are you gonna try to just go make a buck right now, and then a week or 2 months in the future, you have to figure something else out again because that's not working anymore? Or are you gonna go and try to create a sustainable business? So yeah, you might not see as much results right away with a sustainable business model as you would with the make a buck model, but you know, you really have to focus that direction to see long-term results. So if in 3 and 6 months you want consistent sales on a daily basis, which feels awesome and is really cool, and you can sit back on a beach and sip a Mai Tai and feel comfortable, create the sustainable business. And that has a foundation of content, and then a foundation of marketing that content, and a system built to market that content with virtual assistants helping you market that content, right? And then you have to build out your connections and your network. So that's key, guys. I really do truly believe that building a sustainable business is the way to the future. It's harder, it's not as easy, and it is a pain in the ass. But if you love what you're doing, if you love what you're selling, you have to be really into your niche to make this happen. You have to be so into it that you're just like the raving maniac about it, and you go to the events and you talk to the suppliers and they're surprised that you're so into it. If you're not that person, you're probably not gonna scale. So it just depends. Like, how much value are you willing to give to your industry? To the market? How much value are you willing to give to people looking to buy those products? If you're willing to give a ton of value, you're probably going to increase your income. If you're not, then you're probably not going to increase your income. That's just bottom line. So go out there, guys, create lots of value in your niche, and let me know how it is. Comment and let me know, you know, not what your niche is, but let me know what it's like in your niche and what, you know, your journey has been like. I want to know what you're working on right now, what if you're going to use any of these steps to actually implement in your business, and yeah, what you got from this video. I really appreciate it. Like, and definitely subscribe to the channel, guys, so I can reach a wider audience. I'm really working to get more views on these videos so people can learn more and really grow their businesses. All right, guys, well, thanks for watching, and we'll see you next time on the E-commerce Paradise Podcast.